and ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Dave & Buster's on Richmond, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Presented by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's a big stretch for the Astros because they get the Angels, who they can essentially get rid of the Angels here. I guess in a perfect world, I'd like to see them take two or three from the Angels and split with the Rangers.
That'd be ideal, but in an ideal world, they wouldn't have lost a series to the A's.
Right. Those are games you want to go out and win. If you can just split with the Rangers, you're fine.
The problem is a split at Arlington seems somewhat unlikely.
Yeah, especially the last few weeks. The way they play on the road, and frankly, the way they played against the Rangers. Guess what Mac Brown says? Don't blame me for the state of the program.
No, hell no. You blame somebody else, bro.
How long did it take Urban Meyer? Ohio State had more talent there. How long did it take him to get that team where, well, they go 12-0 his first year?
They've lost one game since,
He's been there. In Strong's case, I think the guy can coach, but we're not seeing progress.
I'm with Mac. Charlie Strong in year two. I can't blame that on Mac Brown.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Happy NFL Day. We're out here at Dave & Buster's on Richmond Avenue. Happy hour going on right now until 7 o'clock, and then they have another one from 9 to 11. And that's a half price on all liquor, $1 off all draft beers. They've got the Mayweather-Berto fight this Saturday. And some great specials going on starting this Sunday. Every Sunday and Monday, game day specials all day. $5 game day appetizers, $3.50 22-ounce Bud Light drafts. And the first 3 weeks of the season, check this out. All day Sunday and Monday, all you can eat wings for $19.99. And with that, you get a $10 game card. So essentially, you're getting all the wings you can eat for $9.99, which is right up your alley. All right.
I love wings. I love wings even more during football season, I feel like. It's that kind of
It's a
seasonal food.
It is. It's a football food.
It's like watermelon. Like, you wouldn't eat watermelon in the wintertime.
It's like pumpkin beer.
Yeah, you wouldn't drink that in June.
No.
That'd be gross.
That'd be disgusting. Communist,
but,
even.
Yeah, but it's the chicken wings. That's a fall food. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can eat chicken wings pretty much whenever, but it tastes a little bit better when it goes with football. I told you I had a secondary gym of the day.
Yeah, well, you want to do that?
Yeah,
now,
or
you
want, okay. I'd like to do that, and then we'll get to our predictions.
All right.
I guess I was waiting for the gym of the day music. I don't know why. We don't need that. No, it's not necessary, John, really. It's really not. Channel View, Texas, Fred. You familiar with Channel View?
I am familiar with Channel View. I've been through there many times.
Well, they had a barbecue benefit where, they do these things for raise money for charities or kids or whatever.
Or charitable kids.
Or charitable kids, yeah, in some cases. Not all cases, but some instances. Well, this one didn't end well. A man was apparently extremely unhappy with how cold his chicken plate was.
So at a charity thing.
At a charity thing. So he started a brawl, started swinging hands. And went
over chicken.
Over chicken. Cold chicken. Which, by the way, cold chicken, if you're going to eat cold barbecue, cold chicken's probably the greatest of cold barbecue to eat, right?
There's nothing wrong with cold. Cold chicken's like cold pizza, man. It's still good.
Like, nobody's trying to eat cold brisket or cold pork ribs.
No.
That's gross.
Cold chicken. Cold sausage? No.
No, that's horrible. But cold chicken, it's like, all right, I mean, that can work. Well, he decided eventually that throwing hands wasn't enough. He had to take it to the next level. So he brought out the gun.
Ugh.
He started shooting and left two women injured. It's ridiculous. It's not worth it over a piece of chicken, said April Bautista, who was shot in the foot. So getting shot in the foot,
she didn't shoot herself,
not
in
worth
the foot.
It for a piece of chicken. So I don't know if I would have if it would have been worth it for, you know, a cold ribs or sausage, but apparently it's definitely not worth it over chicken. So there you go. That's what I had brought to the table, just in case you were lacking in a gym of the day type situation.
I like that better than bears eating people.
Yeah.
Although people seem to like the bear story too. So, all right. Okay. Alternate gym of the day. Let's get to the AFC. So I have the Packers coming out of the NFC. You didn't tell us who you had coming out of there. Since you're the one making us predict this crap.
Man, I'm I'll go Seahawk again.
Of course you will. I can probably tell by you're taking the Ravens out of the AFC,
I'm not taking the Ravens.
Seahawks and Ravens, those are your teams. All right, we'll start with the AFC East, where I think, despite everything, the Patriots are still the best team. I think the gap closes a little bit. I do think that the Bills and Dolphins are better. I think they're contenders for a wild card spot, but I will take the Patriots to win the division. I'll have the Bills finishing second with the Dolphins also. I think both of them have a chance to be in that 9-7 range, and I think the Jets are in for a tough year.
I feel the exact same way about that division, so I won't waste any time.
All right, AFC North. I'll let you go first then.
Man, this one's tough. Every team has flaws in that division. I think the team I'm going to look at and go with is the Steelers. I don't like the fact that they're missing their best player for the first couple games, and I'm not sure that Antonio Brown is going to live up to what he showed us last year. But I'm going to go with the Steelers, mostly because I feel like the Ravens just don't have enough weapons right now. We talked about predictions, and I just can't trust Justin Forsett to stay healthy over the course of a season.
Yeah,
and
that'd be full, 2 years in a row that he did that.
And be a full-time, every-down running back. I just don't see it. And there's really no wide receiver help for Joe Flacco. New offensive coordinator, just a lot of changes. I'm going to go with the Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, Browns.
Okay. I actually like the coordinator change. I have the same questions. I think the Steelers have fewer questions. So I will go Steelers, Ravens. And I think this is the year the Bengals take that step back that we've been waiting on.
I think so, too.
And the Browns are still the Browns. All right, we'll go to the AFC West.
AFC West is, I think, the most competitive division top to bottom. I think that there's not going to be any easy games, which is funny because usually the Raiders are always a gimme. But I think the Raiders are done being a gimme. I still think they're the worst team in the division, but I don't think they're nearly as bad as they've been. I think I'm gonna go with the Broncos, but I don't feel comfortable with it because I don't know how Peyton's gonna hold up over the year. They're obviously the most talented team, but health is always a concern with those guys. And if you talk about this all the time, if they get second half Peyton for a whole season, they're going nowhere. And I believe that. I just think that if they get 10 games of good Peyton and 6 games of bad, those 10 are probably good enough to get him in the playoffs.
They will be, but here's – and I think if Peyton's healthy, this team not only wins the division, but they go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to predict he's not healthy. And, again, okay, that injuries have to be part of it, right? So I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs to win the division. And I will have the Broncos second and the Chargers third, both in that 8-8-9-7 range. Raiders fourth, but also better, 7-9, 6-10, somewhere in there.
Give me Denver, San Diego, Kansas City, Oakland.
Okay, so we get to the AFC South. You know what? We should save the AFC South for next segment because it's got the Texans, and we'll finish it off then. And
no one will guess where we'll put the Texans.
Well, we'll let them marinate.
Let them marinate.
I might surprise you.
Okay, Frank, you might.
I might surprise you.
You might hit me with that crazy one. There's, I hope you do.
I'm going to. In fact, just because I don't believe in these damn predictions anyway, I'm going to do something totally off the wall when we come
back.
You're
such an outlaw.
I love it. I love it. And I'm going to look totally stupid doing it, but that was the whole point, right?
Yeah.
That's why we do this.
I'm all right with that.
All right.
Yeah, King Kofi reiterates what you said. Rule of thumb is if it's a brown bear, you play dead. And if it's a black bear, you fight like hell because they're more vicious and you've got a chance at least if you're fighting. My rule of thumb, Fred, with bears is don't go close enough to a bear where you have to fight it or play dead.
Well, all I can say is if you're going to shoot somebody over cold chicken, you might want to save that gun for when there's a bear.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Bullet. What if a bear shows up at the barbecue?
Exactly.
And then you're going to all of a
sudden, it's too late. You've shot somebody in the foot when you should have saved it for the bear.
Well, but you know what? I will say this. The woman who's shot in the foot is more likely to be caught by the bear than you.
There
so
is that.
You may have just saved
Isn't
yourself.
Isn't that the cowardly way out? Isn't that why you carry a gun is to shoot bears?
You know, it depends on the gun. I got to be honest. There's not many handguns. Like, if you got like a Glock 9 and you pump a round into a bear, I'm not feeling real good about that.
No, you better pump 5 or 6, and even then, I don't think that's gonna put him down.
That's a rule of thumb that they always told you in the Army was don't shoot a large caliber man with a small caliber round. And I would think bears are even larger caliber than a large caliber man because you and I are large caliber men.
Yeah, but don't be shooting me with a .22.
I feel
I'm
like
keep coming.
I feel like I wouldn't. I'll turn and run, but I feel like if you shot us and you shot a bear, the bear would fare better than we would.
Probably so.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I almost was going to do a transition there, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And now's the time, man. Football season's here, and maybe you want to make the significant other happy and say, you know what, we need a new mattress. Well, the place to go, Texas Mattress Makers. Nothing beats getting custom fitted for the right bed to give you the most sleep. Be proactive and take care of yourself. Your joints, your back, they all take a beating. Talk to the experts and get it right at Texas Mattress Makers, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to put you on a mattress. If you're having back problems or shoulder problems or something like that and you're having trouble sleeping, they're going to get a mattress that's going to fit your body, that's going to work for you. They're going to let you find the right way to sleep. And the best part is you're going to get a quality mattress made with all-American materials, made right there at the factory and sold directly to you. And because of that, you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed over what you pay going to a retail store. So there's no reason to go to a retail store, pay a whole bunch of money, not get a mattress that's custom fitted. They might have even bought the mattress from Texas Mattress Makers themselves, and they're just jacking the price up. Go to Texas Mattress Makers, get fitted, get it right. They will take care of you. It's always about your sleep there. When they visit, they're going to ask you how you're sleeping, not what your budget is. And I promise you they're going to save money, and they love taking care of the Blitzers. And I love hearing from the Blitzers that go there because they always say the same thing. Man, they got me a great mattress at a great price, and they took care of me. Visit them right now, 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation. And be sure you tell them I sent you. And they love to know that you're a Blitzer. They know you love to know you listen to the show. Because they're great people over there, Yuval and his gang. I can't say enough good stuff about them. They're going to take care of you. Better sleep at factory prices. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Giants Sunday Night Football, 7 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Looks like Thunderstorm Stan has spun itself out. So
safe.
Hopefully everyone survived. You never know. You got to wait and see whether there was a puddle or whether it might have caused a car accident. So, yeah, Thunderstorm Stan is moving on. Before we get to our picks, Joshua asked a question. Joshua, who usually asks really good questions on Twitter, says, dumb question of the day. First to win their conference, Texans, Texas, or A&M. You said Texans. I know this is going to look silly considering what happened last week.
Texas.
I think A&M is the best of those three in terms of having the best team. They're also in the, to me, the toughest position to win a conference simply because of what they're up against. I think you could turn Texas around in 2 or 3 years and win the Big 12.
I could see that.
Winning the AFC, to me, is
win their conference. You're right.
Yeah. So I know that sounds silly.
No, it doesn't.
But
some reason I was thinking about the Texans just winning their division and the other two having to win their conference.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
But winning the AFC.
Texas is the right answer.
I would say Texas and then A&M because I do think A&M can, you know, especially have another recruiting class like they had the last couple of years, if they can improve upon that and who knows, Saban leaves. I think they have a chance and
the Big 12 is so junky. Like, even with Texas as bad as they are now, you could see them turning it around in a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think it would take that much. And as far as the Texans are concerned, man, until there's a quarterback there that you can believe
discussion.
In, I can't put them in there in that discussion at all. And speaking of that, let's do the AFC.
You're a smart man, Fred. I didn't think of it in terms of them winning the conference. That's never going to happen. Never.
Oh, it'll happen. It'll happen. And you know what? Here's my bold prediction. It'll happen in my lifetime.
Okay.
That means they have 5 years to do it. So
I'll bet you $20 that it doesn't.
How are you going to collect if I die?
Are you not going to, like, leave anything behind?
No. I'm not leaving anything. No.
I'm
spending every penny.
I'll rifle through your wallet when you die.
I don't carry cash.
It's probably going to be in Vegas.
Probably.
You'll have some chips in your pocket or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's probably it. All right. If I start to die while I'm there, I'll throw you a 20.
Okay.
How's that? All right.
And then I'm just going to put my hand over your mouth just in case.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Just to help. Man, I lived. I want that 20 back until they win it.
I'm helping you get there, bro.
All right. I'll go from the bottom up where I think the Tennessee Titans will finish last in the division. I think they'll be improved because I like Marcus Mariota. I think Marcus Mariota is going to have a very good rookie season. Unfortunately, I just don't think there's enough on that team around him. I don't think they're very well coached. And in the end, I think you'll see progress, which you almost have to. But I don't think they're a very competitive team. I have them fourth.
I agree completely with that. I think that, you know, the best thing that could happen for a guy like Mariota would be if they had a good running game. And, you know, they expected David Cobb to be a nice help, and he's not going to be around until week 10.
Right.
Bishop Sankey is the starting running back, but that doesn't mean he's a good running back.
Well, I think in year number two you're going to see a step forward from him. I loved him at Washington. I think he's a really good player. They had some problems on the offensive line and everywhere else. I think he has a pretty good year, too. But receiver-wise, I just don't think they're very strong. I still have questions about the offensive line, and I don't think the defense is very good. Other than that, I feel pretty good about
it. I think Kendall Wright is – maybe he's going to turn into a decent receiver this year. I think Doriel Green Beckham has really good potential, but who knows what you're going to get with that
guy. The first time that guy gets hit, he's going to turn into a giant kitty cat.
He might.
I guarantee you. All right. Jacksonville I have in third. I think the Jaguars take a step forward this year. I think Bortles plays better in year two. I like some of the things they've added in a guy like T.J. Yeldon. I still think they've got some questions about that defense, especially against better offenses. And I don't know that Gus Bradley's the right guy, which is one reason why I don't see them making that big jump into 8-8 range. But I can see them getting to 7-9, 6-10. Maybe, you know, if everything goes right, 8-8. I think it's a better football team, but still not a good football team.
I think Blake Bortles takes a step into that mediocre quarterback.
Yeah, I think he becomes the Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I think he can get there.
But I've never been that high on him, so I don't expect a huge jump, but I expect him to be better than his first year.
But in his first year, I mean, realistically, wasn't that horrible given everything around him. You know, but the fact that they can't seem to get anything right in the draft. I mean, the fact that Justin Blackmon is never going to play for them is
that
rough.
Just a disaster.
I mean, they've got a bunch of issues, but I think that, and I guess Marquise Lee can't get on the field either.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think of them, but I think they'll be better. I think T.J. Yeldon helps, but again, not anywhere close to a winning team, in my opinion.
The one thing I'd point out with young quarterbacks, they always turn the ball over a lot their first year, and I think he cuts down on that this year. Now, whether or not what that translates to wins and losses wise, I don't think as much, but I do see improvement. All right, for second, it's time for me to shock the world. It's time for me to make the boldest prediction ever. Houston Texans.
Oh, actually made me wait through that segment because I thought you were going to. I would have packed up and left.
Well, you know what? The problem is people take this crap too seriously. Like that knucklehead who texted in a couple. Oh, you said the Saints are going to make the playoffs last year. That. No matter how many caveats you put on this, people are going to take it seriously, so I'm not going to do anything ridiculous. However, I'm going to say 9-7, and I'm going to say 9-7 puts them squarely in the hunt for one of the wild cards.
All right, I'm going to say 7-9, and I'm going to say they're not in the hunt for the wild cards, but they're a game better than the Jaguars.
I just think the positives to this team is they have a much better defense than they had last year. I don't think the schedule's that difficult, and I'm going to go with, all right, O'Brien knows what he's doing. This is his hand-picked quarterback. And
but you know he doesn't feel great about it.
Well, of course he doesn't, but he picked him, so.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I'm thinking that is I look at what's happened to Christina Slackenberg since he's left. That guy has fallen completely apart. I look at what he did with, you know, just looking at his history, Matt McGloin he got a lot out of in college. He got a ton out of Ryan Fitzpatrick last year. I think he's going to get more out of Hoyer than we think. I don't think it's enough for them to do anything special, but I think 9-7, much like last year, right on the fringe of the wild card.
All right, I think they're good for second place, but I don't think they're that good. And obviously, the Colts number one. I feel stronger about the Colts offensively than I have in a long time because I feel like even though Frank Gore's old, he's at least something, and they've had nothing at that position for so long.
They've had nothing at that
position,
but they also have nothing on the offensive line.
Frank
Gore's lost a step. I don't think it's a good – that's a good fit there. I think this team wins the division simply because they have enough, and they're better than the rest of the teams, and they don't lose at home to any of those teams, and that's why they win the division. But I don't think they're going to be – I don't think they're going to have home field. I think this is a 10-6 type of team, and – I think Luck has another big year, but I don't think they're quite Super Bowl yet. There's just too many holes on this roster.
I'll disagree. I'll go with the Colts to be – I think the Colts win the AFC this year.
Okay.
I think that this is the year that Andrew Luck kind of takes that step from being a quarterback who, when he blossoms into what he's going to be, he's going to be fantastic. I think he finally turns into what he's going to be, turns into the butterfly or whatever. But you know, I think he has a breakout year. And
you know what? I think there's a possibility he's already what he's going to be. Maybe which is damn good.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, that's. Do you think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl?
With a few more things around him, yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I think what it may take for him to win a Super Bowl, I don't know if they'll win the Super Bowl. I guess my final prediction will probably be Seattle over Indy. But I do think if he got a better football coach, a better head coach, that would go a long way.
And I think that's what it's going to take. And all those Nick Saban rumors and everything else, I think it's going to take a better coach. I think it's going to take improving that defense. And now they can get there if everybody collapses. And if you look at it, it's real possible. We don't know what New England's going to be with some of the losses they've had.
Pittsburgh, Denver, we don't feel...
No, Denver and Pittsburgh I don't feel great about either. But I do feel better about Pittsburgh long term. I think getting rid of Dick LeBeau was a good thing. I think that defense is going to be better. And that's who I'm going to have coming out of the AFC. But as far as my wild card teams, I'm going to take the Ravens and the lowly Buffalo Bills.
Oh, look at you're crazy.
And the game that gets the Buffalo Bills a wild card is when they beat the Texans in December, and that's a tiebreaker.
Oh, that is so bold,
and because
Fred.
I think Bills, Dolphins, and the Texans are all 9-7, and that means I have the Denver Broncos missing the playoffs.
Man, okay. I'm going to go with I'll go with San Diego being one wild card. And I think I'm going to go with, I hate to say it, because I hope you're right, but I'll go with the Dolphins winning the second wild card.
Okay.
I think the Dolphins might be a little
well,
bit better.
Well, that's
than
the
Buffalo
thing.
Right
I, I'm And I basically am in coin flip range with the Dolphins and Buffalo. I think one of those two teams makes it out of the East. I'm taking Buffalo on the hope that Tyrod Taylor turns out to be a quarterback. And if he does, they're going to be pretty good. If not, I've seen Rex Ryan do more with less.
Yeah, it's true.
And I think the Dolphins.
He's gotten to AFC championships with nothing at quarterback.
And the thing about the Dolphins, I keep looking at them, and it's like maybe this is all Ryan Tannehill's going to be too. And these guys have been in the league long enough where.
This is a big year for Tannehill. That guy needs to start. When maybe the Dolphins need to start letting him throw the ball down the field a little bit. That's an offense that doesn't take a lot of chances. Me saying they're going to make the playoffs hinges on them taking chances and him actually being good enough to do something besides, you know, on passes that are longer than 6 yards.
Yeah. And, you know, to the luck thing, I think you can win a lot of games. And we saw this with Peyton Manning throughout his career. You can win a lot of games with just a great quarterback and two or three other great players on the team where they had some guys like Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis on defense. But it's hard to win in the playoffs.
So you're going Packers-Pats?
No, I'm going Packers-Steelers.
Packers-Steelers?
Yes.
Okay. Packers-Steelers, I've got Colts-Seahawks.
What are the odds we're both completely wrong and it's two different teams?
90%.
I would think so. But you made us predict, so I want to note it for the record.
Okay. Of those teams, most likely to miss the playoffs?
Of those four?
Yep.
Probably say the Steelers.
Might be with you on that.
Although
you think the Packers are a wild card team.
Well, yeah, I do, but I mean, I had to pick some crazy stuff. I can't just go all chalk. That's embarrassing. Come on, man. Plus, if I'm right about that and the Lions win the division.
You're a genius.
I know. And if I'm not, it's like, oh, well, it's easy to pick the Packers. See?
I picked the Ravens not to win the AFC South or even make or AFC North or even make the playoffs, so that means they'll win the Super Bowl.
That's probably it. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Presented by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Yeah.
You should do that. Go.
Yeah, we were just talking during the break about how I'm about done with sports radio. I'm going to switch over to my next career as a hip-hop artist, but I don't really have any talent, but I figure if Iggy Azalea can do it, I can do it too.
Why not?
Listen to this. I can probably come up with something better.
I'm sure there's people driving around saying, well, if these guys can do sports radio, so can I.
Yeah. How hard can it be?
Exactly. I just want to be filthy rich and buy a yacht and disappear and be a hermit and have a bunch of strippers on the yacht.
Plus, I've already recorded rap songs. I'm on track, bro.
Well, good luck, man.
Thanks, man.
Good luck.
You've always had my back.
We're at David Buster's on Richmond Avenue.
I might throw you some shoes or a fur coat.
That'd be cool. Some
coat.
Shoes. Fur coat would be
something
awesome.
Like that.
Yeah, fur coat.
When I make it.
You know, like from a real dead animal, no, not fake fur.
Oh, yeah.
I want something that used to be breathing.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy hour
like
till
a raccoon pelt coat.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
A shawl.
Or an armadillo coat.
Dude, that's hard to come by. Man, okay.
How about this, a duck-billed platypus coat?
I might make you a coat.
With a bill on it, man.
I might make
with,
you
with a hoodie and a bill. That would be perfect with a whole duck bill on it.
I'm going to make you a coat out of my back hair.
Is there enough there? I mean, I'm a large
Dude,
guy.
If I just let it go for a while, yeah. I'm like a sheep.
You may have to shave your beard, too, to get enough.
Whatever, man.
You're like that sheep
that
they found with 80 bucks worth of 80 pounds worth of wool.
That's right.
We're David Buster's on Richmond. Happy hour goes until 7. Then another happy hour from 9 to 11. Half price on all liquor drinks. Dollar off all domestic draft beers. This Saturday they got the Mayweather-Berto fight, and I want to talk about that in a second. But weeks 1, 2, and 3 of the football season, all you can eat wings on Sunday and Monday for $19.99. You can also get a $10 game card. And starting this Sunday, you'll also get $5 game day appetizers, $3.50 22-ounce Bud Light drafts. All of that is going to be going on during football season. You want a place to watch a game tonight? Perfect place. Come out to this lounge area. Let the kids go play games. You can sit here, watch football, get your drink on. And also, just to let you know, they're now hiring for their new Friendswood location. So if you're down in that area, just go to davidbusters.com/careers.
That's my backup to the rap thing.
If it doesn't work out, you're going to go work at the one in Friendswood. That's a long drive for you, dude.
I don't care, man. It's going to be worth it. Start it from the bottom.
Can we talk about Floyd Mayweather for just a second?
Sure.
Because he's fighting Berto on Saturday, and apparently the world is collectively yawning. Now,
what about you? Are you yawning?
I'm not even yawning.
Yawn or no yawn?
Honestly, I give zero bleeps about this fight.
Okay.
And apparently no one else cares either, because the MGM, you know how they do those closed circuit viewing parties?
Yeah.
They've canceled all of them.
All of them?
All of them. Apparently.
Probably because they're trying to get tickets sell.
Well, they haven't even sold out the fight.
That's what I'm saying.
They're,
it's like a blackout thing. Like they're not going to do closed circuit parties if they can't even fill the arena.
People are turning down free tickets for the fight.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Now, I think part of it's the fact that nobody's interested in this fight. Part of it is the fact that it's first weekend of football. I'd rather be sitting at home watching some of those college football games Saturday night. Yeah, even the West Coast ones, than watching Mayweather fight this guy. Now, and I'm sure if you're a hardcore Mayweather fan, hopefully a fan of the fighter, not the human being, because, you know, he's a pretty lousy human being. But you may want to watch it, but I have zero interest in this fight, AJ.
Minus 2,500.
Good luck. I'm not touching it.
That seem like a fight that everybody's going to be really interested in?
Can't wait.
Yeah, this is, I mean.
Plus, now all the stuff about him trying to get around drug tests, which I would find ironic, because considering that was his whole reason for not fighting Manny back when Manny could fight. I wouldn't put it past him. Yeah, I don't, you know, what you know about this guy, would you put anything past him?
No.
So, anyway, I'd be curious. I want to hear from somebody who's going to.
Who's going to shell out 70, 80 bucks for a fight?
Yeah, it's like 80 bucks, I think, is what I saw on DirecTV the other day when I was scrolling through. And I was like, no way, man.
Y'all got too much money if you're spending it on that fight.
But you know what? You want to watch it? Rather than do that, come out here, because they've got it at Dave & Buster's. You can come out here Saturday.
There you go.
So I just saved you
some yourself
money.
Some dough, man.
Just saved you 80 bucks, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All 7 of you that want to come out and see that fight, this is the place to do it.
This is the place.
Anyway.
They used to do UFC fights at it. I don't know if they do them anymore.
I think they still do. Yeah, well, I know they've got – well, they obviously have the Friday fights on here.
Okay. So. Yeah, I've been down here a few times for the UFC fights, and it's a
great
spot, man.
It's a great place to watch. So come on down here.
Good drinks.
Yeah, they do. And, man, you get that – I'm telling you, that reverse happy hour, you can get some nice alcohol for very good prices. So, anyway, what do I have here, Jung? Okay. Yeah, I have. I tell you what, we have over 200 people signed up for our FanDuel League.
It's crazy.
It's about to
That's
run.
Crazy.
It's about to run out of spots, and so get signed up. FanDuel. Football season's finally here. The games start tonight. Our FanDuel League starts Sunday, so you still got a couple days, but I wouldn't wait a couple days because you're not going to get a spot if you do. But great thing about it, we were talking to Christopher Harris early about some of the strategies you can use. It's very cool. You put together your team with your quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, tight end, kicker, defense, and you keep it under $60,000. It's a salary cap deal, so how you use your money is going to work. There's a lot of good strategy involved, and if you like a player a lot that's not very expensive, you can build your team around him. And if you don't want to play our league, which is only $5, and you got a chance to win over a couple hundred here, and all you got to do is finish right now in the top 90, and you're going to cash. So just be better than the other guys. You're going to make money. And on a $5 investment, it could turn into a really good score. All you have to do, if you want to play in our league, and let's fill this thing up, man, because the Blitzers are awesome, and the Blitzers want to do this. And I'm going to mention the winning Blitzer on air. So if you want your name mentioned on air, here's your
what?
Chance. Yes. Yes, just go to FanDuel.
Talking to you, Charlie Bryant.
FanDuel.com/Faur, F-A-O-U-R. And if you're new to FanDuel, if you have never played on FanDuel, I'm going to tell you how to sign up in just a second. But if you're on FanDuel and you want to play in our league, it's FanDuel.com/Faur. And the cool thing is, if your team sucks this week, jump right back in there next week with a brand new team. You can start from scratch. You want Andrew Luck? You can have Andrew Luck. If you missed out whoever you wanted in your traditional draft, you can have those guys every week. If you're new to FanDuel and you want to play this game or any of their games, special offer: for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FAUR today. Don't forget to use the code F-A-O-U-R. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Faur and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I got a couple giveaways to do real quick. Win two tickets to the first annual Arts and Draft Houston, presented by Ziegenbach Amber Beer, Goose Island IPA, and Grandma's Boys Lemonade, benefiting La Rosa Family Services, Saturday, September 9th at the Silo Houston. It's a celebration of beer, art, and entertainment. Tickets are just $30 in advance, so get yours now at artsanddraftshou.com and enjoy the works of local artists, craft beers, and spiked lemonade. And we're also giving away two tickets to see the Dynamo and Real Salt Lake. You'll win two tickets to see them. Hispanic Heritage Night, presented by Bud Light, Saturday, September 12th, kickoff at 7:30. Special offers for Saturday's game are now available. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. Caller 10 for Arts and Drafts. Caller 15 for the Dynamo tickets. And one last thing that I have to do here, and we'll turn it over to Hoffman on Hollywood.
Thank you.
The Dynamo continue their 10th season Saturday, September 12th at BBVA Compass Stadium against Real Salt Lake. Dynamo are still in the playoff race, and every game counts. Saturday's Hispanic Heritage Night, presented by Bud Light. Tickets are still available at HoustonDynamo.com. Go Orange. All right, now let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with Jung. I know you're a Harry Potter guy, right?
No, I'm not.
I thought you were in the, you didn't you read, or is that you that read all the books?
I read
Fred?
All the books and saw the movies.
I saw the movies.
I'm not a dork, but I'm into it. I mean, I think it's good. I thought it was a good collection of books.
What is the main bad guy in that movie or books? What is his name?
Voldemort.
That's what I thought, too. But apparently, we've been wrong all this time, Fred.
Really?
J.K. Rowling has come out.
Tom Riddle was not the bad guy?
No. J.K. Rowling has come out and said that she is the only person, but she, you know, it's her story, so I guess that's the way it should be. But the way she's always pronounced it is with a silent T. So Voldemort. No T.
Okay.
Does that change the way you look at it?
No, because
you're okay with it.
Didn't she have a say over the movies? Couldn't she have told them to say?
I guess
don't
she could
say Voldemort?
Have, but that's what she decided to.
Okay, J.K. You know what? Go write some more Harry Potter books. Quit trying to write.
Oh, you're mad at her now?
No, just say, come on. Seriously. Honestly, why didn't you have him change it in the movies? I don't know. You think George R. R. Martin would let us mispronounce Tyrion?
Maybe.
If it's supposed to be Tyrion, wouldn't he have said that?
Maybe it's supposed to be Tyrone.
Could be.
Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about Tom Brady and Giselle being on the rocks?
Yeah. Is she available?
She's not available.
Damn.
Tom Brady and Giselle put on a united front during a date night in Boston on Monday. The couple were spotted hand in hand on the way to the theater. They both showed the strain of a difficult few months. But apparently they say that everything is going well. We're in a great place. I'll just say that, Brady says. I'm a lucky man. I've been blessed with support from my family and certainly her. There's no bigger supporter than I have than her, and vice versa. So I think you had bad info, Fred. They're in good shape.
I was just reporting what was reported. I wasn't saying that this was happening. Because I did say there were conflicting reports.
Okay.
But.
And the man once married to Jenna Jameson has been blackballed from an exclusive private school, a school which had already admitted his son and accepted his money, but sent a last-minute rejection because they said his life was unholy. Jay Gardena married Jenna in 2002, and they created a porn company called Club Jenna, which did very well. They divorced in 2006, sold the company to Playboy for $25 million.
Wow.
Jay moved on and married a supermodel, moved to Scottsdale, made even more money with his latest venture, NoHo, a drink to help prevent hangovers.
I thought that was related to his other business.
But then they sent a kindergarten application to a Christian academy for their 5-year-old son. He was accepted. And then they got an email saying, it's been brought to our attention that due to the lines of business that your family was in would violate these foundational critical issues of SCA. So being married to Jenna Jameson at one point, I guess maybe they could say the hangover cure isn't good either.
Yeah, although I hope Christians like to drink. Don't they have wine?
They do have wine, and wine gives me more of a hangover than just about anything.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
All right. I'll be at Luke's Ice House on Washington from 6 to 8 tomorrow.
Awesome.
Or Saturday, excuse me.
Saturday. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Stay sports.
ESPN. 97.5.